Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today in the Word Podcast. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 5, looking at the life of David. And I think we ended at verse 10 of this chapter previously. We saw that David was becoming greater and greater, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Now, David is king of all of Israel. You remember that? And so everything is under his reign now. Listen to verse 11. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David with cedar trees and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built a house for David. Well, that was nice, wasn't it? So Tyre is the kingdom to the north, I believe, of Israel there. And Hiram's the king. And boy, Tyre is known for this stuff. They're known for their cedar trees, the cedars of Lebanon, which are no longer there. But had these huge trees. They had carpenters. They had stonemasons. And he sent the supplies and the skills to build David a house. Now, why did he do that? Well, what we saw previously, the Lord of hosts was with him. God prospered him. He grew greater and greater. Hiram was no fool. He knew that David was a mighty king. And so it's very much politically expedient. And he might have even just been magnanimous out of his own feelings toward David. Who knows? But there's a relationship here that we'll see all the way through the scripture now. Verse 12. And David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people, Israel. Now that right there is really important. There's a lot of these verses, these lines, these sentences, these words that quite often we just read and we read through them, we read over them. We just don't take a moment to think about them, to reflect upon them. Let me encourage you to do that with verse 12 here. David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel. Now, David had been anointed as king many, many years before, 15 years before, 20 years before, perhaps. We're not told exactly. But it might have even been longer than that by the time he's over the entire kingdom. But David realized that this was the working of the Lord, that this was the timing of the Lord. Remember all the times when David refused to get rid of Saul by his own volition, to ascend to the throne, even when his men were saying, hey, the Lord's delivered him into your hands, that kind of stuff. No, David waited and he waited. Now he realized that the Lord has done this. But then this last part of this verse 12, and that he, that's God, had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. David knew that God had exalted his kingdom, David's kingdom. And it was David's kingdom. But he knew that God had exalted his kingdom for the sake of God's people, Israel, for the sake of the people. So even at this point in time, when he's prospering, even when Hiram's building him a house, even when all this is happening, he realized that it's God that exalted his kingdom and that God did this for the sake of God's people. That will keep you level-headed right there. Does that mean that David will never make a mistake? No. Boy, we'll see that, will we not? But he realized that God is the one that's done this. Now, you know, we just sort of stand in awe and amazement over that verse and over what's being said. And then the very next verse is a little, what do they call it, pericope, a little story, a little thing right here. Giving insight into David's life, which is sort of repugnant to us because of our culture, because of our society, even because of what the scripture says. And sometimes we don't quite understand what this is. Verse 13 says this, meanwhile, David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem. Took more concubines, more wives from Jerusalem. How many wives did he have already? Well, I think we've had at least six named wives. Also, what's the distinction between a wife and a concubine? A concubine is a paramour. Yeah. And you say, well, you see them. Sometimes they're used synonymously. Okay. Zodiatus says this, a concubine was a legitimate wife, but she was second rank. Okay. So she would be considered in our minds as being a wife, but she's secondary to the real wives. Is that what's being said? Well, sort of. Concubines would not have inheritance status. They wouldn't have things from the when the husband died that the wives would have. Often the wife would take care of the the husband would take care of the wife. Let me say it again. The husband would take care of the concubine. But the wives were of a higher status. So he took more. We're not told how many he took. We will see later that his son Solomon learned well from David, because Solomon had 1,000 concubines and wives. But here, David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem. He already had them from other places. So when they conquered what was Jerusalem, and David made that his capital, he takes them from Jerusalem after he came from Hebron, and more sons and daughters were born to David. Now, verse 14 through 16, we have a list, okay, a list of who these were. Now, these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem. So these are the ones that are born from the concubines and the wives of those from Jerusalem, and that were born in Jerusalem. It doesn't mean that the other ones weren't born outside. Here's their name: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nephig, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. A lot of Elis here, right? Eli, E-L-I, Eli. Yeah, Eli means Eli, God. Okay. Elishua, for instance, means my God is wealth. Okay. Let me look at these other Elis. Elishama means my God has heard. Huh. Wonder what he needs to be heard about. Eliada, God knows. And that's actually a fun word. Eliada. If you ever watch the Seinfeld episodes on TV, and when they would go yada, 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 that's literally a Greek word. Y-A-D-A, yada. Greek, Hebrew word. Whew, it's been a long day already. Yada. And it means God knows. El yada. Yada means to know. And so when somebody's going yada, 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 that means you know, you know, you know. And we say the same kind of thing. We'll say, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you know. But it's yada, yada. And so he had a son, Eliada. Eliphelet means God is deliverance. God is deliverance. Shammua, let's just look at all of it, means renown. Shobab means rebellious. That's the son by Bathsheba. I wonder why rebellious. Nathan means giver. Solomon means peace. Yeah. So was it significant to these names? Oh, yeah. Ibhar literally means Jehovah chooses. And Japhia means shining, like a brilliance type of thing. So all these were, and I think most of these were boys, okay, that were born to him. Name of those. But he had sons and daughters, but normally they would list the sons. With the daughters thrown in there would have biblical importance right here. David had many wives. David had many concubines. David had many sons and many daughters. How do you think that's going to work out? There would be, we've already seen some family drama that would come out of a lot of this, okay? Well, we'll stop right here for now. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll continue on the next episode. Goodbye.